Volume 1, Chapter 12, The Digital Court. Chapter Outline. 12.1, Technology and the Courts. 12.2, Integrated Court Databases. 12.3, The Tech-Friendly Courtroom. 12.4, E-Filing with Assignment. 12.1, Technology and the Court. Attorneys have, as a group, tended to resist new technologies. Any secretary or paralegal in the early to mid-1990s can attest to this fact, long past the point when the rest of the country was utilizing Windows-based operating systems. Many law firms continued to use MS-DOS, an operating system requiring the knowledge of specific commands and shortcuts as opposed to the graphical user interface, GUI, used by Windows and other operating systems. It should come as no particular surprise, then, that courts, which are run by judges who are themselves attorneys, have also been reluctant to embrace new technologies. However, this reluctance to utilize emerging technologies tends to melt away once a judge or court administrator sees firsthand how much more effectively presentations can be made in court, and how much more efficiently court administration is made by computers, enhanced display systems, and the Internet. The term wired court started to be used in the early 2000s, and can mean different things to different people. However, when a court describes itself as being wired, it usually means the following: integrated databases, tech-friendly courtrooms, electronic filing of court documents. If there is a challenge for the courts and for attorneys and paralegals, it is that the technologies utilized are by no means universal or consistent. It is still very possible that the courtroom for one judge may provide for large video demonstration software and devices, while just down the hall another does not. More likely is that an attorney preparing a demonstration in a county court using one form of software may find him or herself using a totally different software program for another court. Thus, flexibility is crucial. If your attorney is going to trial, find out what technologies, both hardware and software, are provided by the court and prepare according to those limitations. The phrase wired court is actually already itself outdated. It is not enough to simply be wired. As we will see, the truly wired court today must also be wireless, perhaps the ultimate oxymoron.